Chapter 148. On his recollection of the last scene in his old friend's life, poor Chuffy's voice, which had grown weaker and weaker, quite deserted him. Making a motion with his hand, as if he would have said that Anthony had taken it, and had died with it in his, he retreated to the corner, where he usually concealed his sorrows, and was silent. Jonas could look at his company now, and vauntingly too. Well, apostrophe he said, after a pause. Are you satisfied? Or have you any more of your plots to broach? Why, that fellow, Lusum, can invent them for you by the score. Is this all? Have you nothing else? Apostrophe, old Martin looked at him steadily. Whether you are what you seem to be at Pecksniff's, or are something else and a mountebank, I don't know, and I don't care, apostrophe said Jonas, looking downward with a smile, but I don't want you here. You were here so often, when your brother was alive, and were always so fond of him, your dear, dear brother, and you would have been cuffing one another before this, ecod. Comma that I am not surprised at your being attached to the place. But the place is not attached to you, and you can't leave it too soon, though you may leave it too late. And for my wife, old man, send her home straight, or it will be the worse for her. Ha, ha. You carry it with a high hand too. But it isn't hanging, yet for a man, to keep a penn'orth of poison for his own purposes, and have it taken from him by two old crazy jolter heads who go, and act a play about it. Ha, ha. Do you see the door? Apostrophe, his base triumph, struggling with his cowardice, and shame, and guilt, was so detestable, that they turned away from him, as if he were some obscene and filthy animal, repugnant to the sight. And here that last black crime was busy with him too, working within him to his perdition. But for that, the old clerk's story might have touched him, though never so lightly. But for that, the sudden removal of so great a load might have brought about some wholesome change even in him. With that deed done, however, with that unnecessary wasteful danger haunting him, despair was in his very triumph and relief. Wild, ungovernable, raging despair, for the uselessness of the peril into which he had plunged. Despair that hardened him and maddened him, and set his teeth a-grinding in the moment of his exultation. My good friend, apostrophe apostrophe said old Martin, laying his hand on Chuffy's sleeve. This is no place for you to remain in. Come with me. Apostrophe, just his old way. Apostrophe apostrophe cried Chuffy, looking up into his face. I almost believe it's Mr. Chuzzlewit alive again. Yes. Take me with you. Stay, though, stay. Apostrophe, for what? Apostrophe apostrophe asked old Martin. I can't leave her, poor thing. Apostrophe apostrophe said Chuffy. She has been very good to me. I can't leave her, Mr. Chuzzlewit. Thank you kindly. I'll remain here. I haven't long to remain. It's no great matter. Apostrophe, as he meekly shook his poor, gray head, and thanked old Martin in these words, Mrs. Gamp, now entirely in the room, was affected to tears. The mercy as it is. Apostrophe apostrophe she said, as such a dear, good, reverend creature never got into the clutches of Betsy Prigg, which but for me, he would have done, undoubted. Facts being stubborn, and not easy drove. Apostrophe apostrophe, you heard me speak to you just now, old man, apostrophe said Jonas to his uncle. I'll have no more tampering with my people, man or woman. Do you see the door? Apostrophe apostrophe, do you see the door? Apostrophe apostrophe returned the voice of Mark, coming from that direction. Look at it. Apostrophe, he looked, and his gaze was nailed there. Fatal, ill-omened blighted threshold, cursed by his father's footsteps in his dying hour, cursed by his young wife's sorrowing tread, cursed by the daily shadow of the old clerk's figure, cursed by the crossing of his murderer's feet, what men were standing in the doorway. Nadget foremost. Hark! It came on, roaring like a sea. Hawkers burst into the street, crying it up and down. Windows were thrown open, that the inhabitants might hear it. people stopped to listen in the road, and on the pavement, the bells, the same bells, began to ring, tumbling over one another in a dance of boisterous joy at the discovery that was the sound they had in his distempered thoughts, and making their airy playground rock. "That is the man," apostrophe said Nadgett. "By the window," apostrophe, three others came in, laid hands upon him, and secured him. It was so quickly done, that he had not lost sight of the informer's face for an instant, when his wrists were manacled together. "Murder," apostrophe said Nadgett, looking round on the astonished group. "Let no one interfere." Apostrophe, the sounding street repeated murder, barbarous and dreadful murder. Murder, murder, murder. Rolling on from house to house, and echoing from stone to stone, until the voices died away into the distant hum, which seemed to mutter the same word. They all stood silent, listening, and gazing in each other's faces, as the noise passed on. Old Martin was the first to speak. "What terrible history is this?" apostrophe he demanded. "Ask him," apostrophe said Nadgett. "You're his friend, sir. He can tell you, if he will. He knows more of it than I do, though I know much." Apostrophe, how do you know much? Apostrophe, apostrophe, I have not been watching him, so long for nothing, apostrophe returned Nadgett. I never watched a man so close as I have watched him. Apostrophe, another of the phantom forms of this terrific truth. Another of the many shapes in which it started up about him, out of vacancy. This man, of all men in the world, a spy upon him, this man, changing his identity, casting off his shrinking, purblind, unobservant character, and springing up into a watchful enemy. The dead man might have come out of his grave, and not confounded, and appalled him more. The game was up. The race was at an end. The rope was woven for his neck. If, by a miracle, he could escape from this strait, he had but to turn his face another way, no matter where, and there would rise some new avenger front to front with him, some infant in an hour grown old, or old man in an hour grown young, or blind man with his sight restored, or deaf man with his hearing given him. There was no chance. He sank down in a heap against the wall, and never hoped again from that moment. "I am not his friend, although I have the honor to be his relative," apostrophe said Mr. Chuzzlewit. "You may speak to me. Where have you watched, and what have you seen?" "Apostrophe, apostrophe, I have watched in many places," apostrophe returned Nadgett, "night and day. I have watched him lately, almost without rest or relief," apostrophe his anxious face and bloodshot eyes confirmed it. "I little thought to what my watching was to lead. As little as he did, when he slipped out in the night, dressed in those clothes which he afterwards sunk in a bundle at London Bridge." Apostrophe, apostrophe, Jonas moved upon the ground like a man in bodily torture. He uttered a suppressed groan, as if he had been wounded by some cruel weapon, and plucked at the iron band upon his wrists, as though, his hands being free, he would have torn himself. "Steady, kinsman," apostrophe, apostrophe said the chief officer of the party. "Don't be violent." "Apostrophe, whom do you call kinsman?" apostrophe, apostrophe asked old Martin sternly. "You," apostrophe said the man, "among others." Apostrophe, Martin turned his scrutinizing gaze upon him. He was sitting lazily across a chair with his arms resting on the back, eating nuts, and throwing the shells out of window as he cracked them, which he still continued to do while speaking. "I," apostrophe he said, with a sulky nod. "You may deny your nephews till you die, but Chevy Slime is Chevy Slime still, all the world over. Perhaps even you may feel it some disgrace to your own blood, to be employed in this way. I'm to be bought off," apostrophe, "at every turn." Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried Martin. "Self, self, self. Everyone among them for himself. Apostrophe, apostrophe, you had better save one or two among them the trouble then, and before them as well as yourself," apostrophe replied his nephew. "Look here at me. Can you see the man of your family who has more talent in his little finger than all the rest in their united brains, dressed as a police officer without being ashamed? I took up with this trade on purpose to shame you. I didn't think I should have to make a capture in the family, though. Apostrophe, if your debauchery, and that of your chosen friends, has really brought you to this level, apostrophe return to the old man, keep it. You are living honestly, I hope, and that's something. Apostrophe, don't be hard upon my chosen friends, apostrophe return slime, for they were sometimes your chosen friends too. Don't say you never employed my friend Tig, for I know better. We quarreled upon it. Apostrophe, I hired the fellow, apostrophe retorted Mr. Chuzzlewit, and I paid him. Apostrophe, it's well you paid him, apostrophe said his nephew, apostrophe for it would be too late to do so now. He has given his receipt in full, or had it forced from him rather. Apostrophe, the old man looked at him, as if he were curious, to know what he meant, but scorned to prolong the conversation. I have always expected that he and I would be brought together again in the course of business, apostrophe said Slime, taking a fresh handful of nuts from his pocket, but I thought he would be wanted for some swindling job. It never entered my head that I should hold a warrant for the apprehension of his murderer. Apostrophe, his murderer. Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried Mr. Chuzzlewit, looking from one to another. His or Mr. Montague's, apostrophe said Nadgett. They are the same, I am told. I accuse him yonder of the murder of Mr. Montague, who was found last night, killed, in a wood. You will ask me, why I accuse him as you have already asked me, how I know so much. I'll tell you. It can't remain a secret long. Apostrophe, the ruling passion of the man, expressed itself even then, in the tone of regret in which he deplored the approaching publicity of what he knew. I told you I had watched him, apostrophe he proceeded. I was instructed to do so by Mr. Montague, in whose employment I have been for some time. We had our suspicions of him, and you know what they pointed at, for you have been discussing it, since we have been waiting here, outside the room. If you care to hear, now it's all over, in what our suspicions began, I'll tell you plainly. In a quarrel it first came to our ears through a hint of his own, between him, and another office in which his father's life was insured, and which had so much doubt and distrust upon the subject, that he compounded with them, and took half the money, and was glad to do it. Bit by bit, I ferreted out more circumstances against him, and not a few. It required a little patience, but it's my calling. I found the nurse here she is to confirm me. I found the doctor, I found the undertaker, I found the undertaker's man. I found out how the old gentleman there, Mr. Chuffy, had behaved at the funeral. And I found out what this man, apostrophe touching Lucem on the arm, had talked about in his fever. I found out how he conducted himself before his father's death, and how since, and how at the time, and writing it all down, and putting it carefully together, made case enough for Mr. Montague, to tax him with the crime, which as he himself believed until tonight, he had committed. I was by when this was done. You see him now. He is only worse than he was then. Apostrophe, oh, miserable, miserable fool, oh, insupportable, excruciating torture. To find alive and active a party to it all the brain and right hand of the secret he had thought to crush. In whom, though he had walled the murdered man up, by enchantment in a rock, the story would have lived and walked abroad. He tried to stop his ears with his fettered arms, that he might shut out the rest. As he crouched upon the floor, they drew away from him, as if a pestilence were in his breath. They fell off, one by one, from that part of the room, leaving him alone upon the ground. Even those who had him in their keeping shunned him, and, with the exception of Slime, who was still occupied with his nuts, kept apart. From that garret window opposite, apostrophe said Nadgett, pointing across the narrow street, I have watched this house and him for days and nights. From that garret window opposite I saw him return home, alone, from a journey on which he had set out with Mr. Montague. That was my token, that Mr. Montague's end was gained, and I might rest easy on my watch, though I was not to leave it until he dismissed me. But, standing at the door opposite, after dark that same night, I saw a countryman steal out of this house, by a side door in the court, who had never entered it. I knew his walk, and that it was himself, disguised. I followed him immediately. I lost him on the western road, still traveling westward. Apostrophe, Jonas looked up at him for an instant, and muttered an oath. I could not comprehend what this meant, apostrophe said Nadgett, but, having seen so much, I resolved to see it out, and through. And I did. Learning, on inquiry at his house from his wife, that he was supposed to be sleeping in the room from which I had seen him go out, and that he had given strict orders not to be disturbed, I knew that he was coming back, and for his coming back I watched. I kept my watch in the street in doorways, and such places all that night, at the same window, all next day, and when night came on again, in the street once more. For I knew he would come back, as he had gone out, when this part of the town was empty. He did. Early in the morning, the same countryman came creeping home. Apostrophe, look sharp. Apostrophe interposed Slime, who had now finished his nuts. This is quite irregular, Mr. Nadgett. Apostrophe, I kept at the window all day, apostrophe said Nadgett, without heeding him. I think I never closed my eyes. At night, I saw him come out with a bundle. I followed him again. He went down the steps at London Bridge, and sunk it in the river. I now began to entertain some serious fears, and made a communication to the police, which caused that bundle to be apostrophe, to be fished up, apostrophe interrupted Slime. Be alive, Mr. Nadgett. Apostrophe, it contained the dress I had seen him wear, apostrophe said Nadgett, stained with clay, and spotted with blood. Information of the murder was received in town last night. The wearer of that dress is already known to have been seen near the place, to have been lurking in that neighborhood, and to have alighted from a coach coming from that part of the country, at a time exactly tallying with the very minute when I saw him returning home. The warrant has been out, and these officers have been with me some hours. We chose our time, and seeing you come in, and seeing this person at the window apostrophe beckoned to him, apostrophe said Mark, taking up the thread of the narrative, on hearing this allusion to himself, to open the door, which he did with a deal of pleasure. Apostrophe, that's all at present, apostrophe said Nadgett, putting up his great Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.